Hello, hello, and welcome, everyone. It's your coach, Michelle, with another episode of Biz Chat, your place of encouragement for faith-based entrepreneurs. That's you. You're wanting to start a business, or you're wanting to launch a business or grow a business. You're in the right place. We love to encourage you. And I wanted to talk today about a season you may be in. This has come out of a coaching session I had with an amazing student who I celebrate so much. Love to celebrate my students. And this, though, I feel like is so important. I feel like so many times we get to this place, and I'm going to describe it, and it may be you, and we start to think we failed. Is that you? Do you think you went a wrong direction? You went off the road. You just tanked your business. No, my friends, you did not. You are likely going through a shedding season. There are segments to building a business. There is a growing season. There's a launching season, and there's a transition season. You are likely in a transition season. If you are feeling like nothing is working anymore, you cannot figure this out. What happened? It was going okay, and now it just does. Everything I try to do doesn't work anymore. I don't know what I did wrong. I'm ready to give up, or business just feels clunky. It just feels weighty. If it just is not feeling light and refreshing and exciting, you are in a transition season, and it is okay. You're going to get through it. I want to coach you, though, in a few things that will help you get through this transition season. And I want you all to take real inventory. If this is you, take some time to ask God, what is weighing me down? What is clunky? What is not working anymore? And what do you have to say? Because here's the thing, it's time to let go of things that were serving you very well. And that does not feel very comfortable. I will tell you, when we moved to Utah from Minnesota, where we have been our entire married life, we raised our kids there. There were lots of job opportunities to leave, and it just wasn't right because we knew we needed our family to help raise our kids. We had, my husband was traveling a lot. He's in the military. He goes on deployments, and I could not do this whole raising kids thing without my family. I had both sets of parents, very good relationships with my parents and my in-laws. And I don't know how I would have done it without them. But now we have raised our children, and as much as I very much miss my parents and my in-laws, I really do thank God they were just here not too long ago, and I'm asking them to come back already. We love having them in their lives, and but we don't need them like we needed them before. But it does feel really weird not to have them just a phone call away, and that is the same type of thing that goes on in our business. Like you may have a strategy that was working and serving you and bringing in fresh clientele and bringing in the sales. And it really is foreign to you to say that's got to go, but you're like, but that's been my only thing that worked, but it just isn't serving you. You just know something's off. Something's not right. There's a shedding season. There's a time to say that is weighing me down. It's not serving. And it really doesn't feel right to let it go. And that is that uncomfortable season of transition. And I want to tell you, though, what's ahead is a new balanced season. You're being asked to move into a new balancing act with God. And you need new muscles for that. And you can't grow the new muscles if you don't have a new workout routine, if you're not willing to let new things grow. And we know just from working out, right, your muscles have to tear a little. It's uncomfortable. It's a little painful. But then it's strong enough to support you and make things easy, right? If our muscles are strong, it's easier to walk. It's easier to do all of our activities. Everything seems easy again. And that's where you're at. It's time to grow some new muscles. It's time to lean into what God's doing to grow new things so that you don't feel imbalanced anymore. You don't feel clunky or weighted down anymore. So here's your activity for the week. If you are feeling this, if you're feeling even the slightest bit that your business is clunky and it's weighting you down, let's take some time to ask God what needs to shed. What is no longer the way God wants to work? He may be keeping something on life support to till you figure this out, but it will go away. And that will be really, really difficult to start to have to redo everything when you haven't listened in this moment right here, this moment that says, I'm transitioning you to something new. It's time to build new muscles. Okay, Lord, where do I need to build the new muscle group? Where is it going to be a little painful for a little while I build up and tear down the muscles and rebuild them up so that they are now carrying me effortlessly? That's the season you want to lean into right now. Ask God. Remember we talked about last week, the grace. Ask him for the truth over the situation versus the need you're sensing. You're needy for new sales, needy for something's not. No, we're not going to go there. We're going to go to the truth. Here's the truth of the situation, Lord. If that is the question you're asking, you're going to be able to be showered in the grace from the throne of heaven because the truth is reigning over you. The truth of what you actually need, the truth of where you need to go, the truth of the muscles that you need to build. So now you're balanced and positioned for what's ahead. All right, my friends, I hope this has helped you today. As I've told you, Launch School is open. I'm going to keep reiterating because I know there's those of you out there who've been trying to go it alone. It is not for the light of heart, faint of heart. And going it alone usually means it's slower. It's a more painful process. Coming along with a group of people who can encourage you with a program that is wrapped around you and what God's calling you to do, not a formula that everybody else is going to follow like a mold. No, we have principles in place that work to get you where you need to go and listening to God and walking out the grace and walking in the anointing that only you carry. And so that is what we're all about in Launch School. If you want to have another conversation about that, go ahead and click on our Calendly link. We'd love to talk to you and see if you're a right fit for Launch School. All right, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. I hope your businesses are flourishing. I pray for you. I pray that you stay encouraged and you stay moving forward. God is bringing the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven through you. Don't forget that. All right. We love you here and can't wait to hear from you. And those of you who are looking to get into Launch School, or if you've already launched and you're looking for the next level, level two coaching, our Soul Prospering Coaching, go ahead and click on that Calendly link and we will have a conversation and see if you're a right fit for that as well. Take care, my friends. Have an awesome, awesome day building your business for the kingdom.